There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's a Mike Ganger production, and we have a special guest in the studio. Bradley, tell us who we have in the studio.
I'm not the special guest.
No. Bradley is going to introduce our special guest in the studio.
I'm very excited to welcome to the studio Annie Nolte Henning from Alight is here with us today. And you guys know all about Alight, but she's going to tell us about an amazing program that you can actually... we can all be a part of. First of all, Annie, I haven't seen you in, well, a few months anyway.
Well, it's a happy weird New thing. Year. Yes, yeah. Happy New Year to you, too. I couldn't remember if I saw you 2 years ago or...
No, I think we saw each other...
We did.
Yeah, not We've too long ago, yeah. But anyway. Tell us about the... first of all, tell people a little... I know there are still people out there who aren't familiar with Alight. Quickly tell a little bit about Alight and then what your role is at Alight.
Yeah, sure. So Alight is a humanitarian organization. We're formerly the American Refugee Committee, which a lot of people in Minnesota still know us by. And we provide life-saving support to more than 4 million people each year, including shelter, protection, emergency food relief, primary and reproductive health care, clean water, much, much more in more than 20 countries around the world.
That is unbelievable. That is so great. And I know that we have, as a station, helped you guys with the crisis in Ukraine. And we want to still continue to do that and help the people of Ukraine. So tell us about the program that you're doing with these refugees.
Yeah, well, first, just a huge shout out to My Talk for helping raise more than $150,000.
Yes,
that's crazy. That's really, really crazy. So huge shout out to you all. And yes, so Alight works both inside Ukraine, in Poland, and now in the U.S. to provide support to Ukrainians. And a lot of what we are doing now is to welcome Ukrainians who are looking for refuge in the U.S. and mobilizing sponsor groups from everyday Minnesotans who want to help them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So these families are actually arriving in Minnesota, and it's not the first time. Minnesota has Minnesotans have stepped up before to welcome families from all over the world for whatever reason, whatever the crisis around the world, from places like Afghanistan, and Alight has worked with those families. When did the families from Ukraine actually start arriving in Minnesota?
So people started arriving from Ukraine several months ago now. I mean, some were right after the war began. And all Ukrainians have to come here through sponsorship. And so many Ukrainians that already lived in Minnesota or Ukrainian diaspora stepped up to support family and friends immediately. They were the first sponsors. And there are so many Ukrainian families that are in line to sponsor. Now it is taking the rest of us to really come together, form sponsor groups, and provide support. And to your point, Bradley, yeah, Minnesota is one of the most welcoming states in the U.S. I mean, just in the past year, the U.S. has seen 80,000 Afghans arrive to the U.S. Now, as of today, I think 125,000 Ukrainians. So Minnesota has been one of the most welcoming states. And I think, you know, it's a true testament to what sponsorship is with the Somali community here and the Hmong community. I mean, we see how they've enriched our state. And so really looking forward to seeing the same with the Afghan and Ukrainian communities.
Fantastic. So this is what this is all about. This is about finding people who are willing and groups who are willing to sponsor these families. So how does someone go about doing that?
Yeah, so we are helping people form sponsor groups, whether it's their neighbors, their own family, their faith circles, whatever it is, colleagues, you too could form a sponsor group.
That's right.
Going to really put you on spot on there.
Absolutely.
And so all we need people to do is raise their hand and show they're interested. And Alight is then connecting them to a dedicated guide who walks through the process with them step by step, because we know this is brand new for everyone. And so our dedicated guides, who are also Ukrainian, they have lived experience. They share the same language. They know what it feels like to both be a Ukrainian looking for support, but also to be a sponsor. And they really walk people through that process and provide training to make sure that sponsors feel like they can give the adequate support needed to these families.
Wow.
So can I ask, and just if you guys are just joining us, we're talking to Annie from Alight about this program that's welcoming Ukrainian families to Minnesota and how to set up sponsor groups. Can I ask some like nuts and bolts questions? Because I'm sure there are listeners out there who are like,
I want to do this.
Yeah. Right? Does this cost money? Is this a time commit? Like, what's the time commitment that people have to commit to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's just touch on the money part first. Yeah. There is a financial portion that goes towards temporary housing of the majority, right? So we have found best practice to be around $5,000 to support a family. And like I said, that goes towards putting them in an apartment, an Airbnb. A lot of people are staying in groups' homes until they have a permanent house. But it's also about like getting kids enrolled in schools, making sure that families get set up with health insurance and public benefits, building connections to help them find jobs, getting them in ESL classes. So it's really all of those things we probably all take for granted, but that help them take that first step forward and settling into a brand new place.
And how much of that, all of those nuts and bolts things, as Bradley said, would the sponsors be responsible for?
Yeah, so the reason we tell sponsors to form a group is because we really do believe, I mean,
they're helping people start a new life.
They are, and it really does take a village in this case. And so we are we tell people to form a group so that they can divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. One person might know more about the public school system, one might know more about Metro Transit, and so everyone can take a piece of it and really be able to divide out the responsibilities. And so I think in terms of time commitment, it's a pretty hands-on relationship for the first few months. And then after that, it becomes more of like an advocate or a neighbor. You know, you think of the first time it snows and you need to find out what a snow emergency is or where do I get a shovel? You can call your sponsor and find out what it's like in Minnesota in the winter, unfortunately.
Yeah. And we're all finding out right now.
Right. Wow.
Can you talk a little bit about, like, I know the families have already been arriving. Have you just give us a sense of what the experience has been like? I imagine you've heard some anecdotes and stories from those who've already participated.
Yeah. So it is the ultimate like neighborly act, right? And I will say that every sponsor group who has had their family arrive and settle in, the sponsor group says we are getting so much more out of this experience than they are. And it's just been so meaningful for sponsor groups to be able to share this with their family, with their friends. Every sponsor group I know had the family, the newcomer family, at their Thanksgiving or Christmas table this year.
Oh my gosh.
You're building a lifelong relationship. Yep. And so I think that beyond just being this like really meaningful way to engage and feel like you can support something that you see in the headlines every day, it's also about just for Alight, it's also about just really making sure that these sponsor groups have that on-call support from us. And so that's why we're working really hard to give that training. We do weekly Q&A sessions. We're connecting sponsor groups together. We keep having events where sponsor groups bring the newcomer families and everyone can meet one another just to make sure it really does feel like a community. Anecdotally, one of our like what I call super sponsor, because he's always out there helping us mobilize more sponsors, said it's been an incredible experience for him, but also called Alight his water wings because it was new to them.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
No one's ever done sponsorship before. So it was really great to hear and a testament to how hard our teams are working.
And I can tell you just, having, the relationship with Alight that I've had over the years is Alight is just that water wings is like the perfect way to put it. Because you're not doing the work per se. I mean, you guys are doing a lot of the work to build the infrastructure to help people then do the thing they can do best. And so that's, if there are people out there listening thinking, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you interact and connect with Alight, and hopefully you'll tell us how they can do that, they will have the confidence to, provide what they can. And that will be enough in conjunction with the work Alight is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people want to do it individually. We can match them with other sponsor groups. But but exactly what you said, Brad. Our customer is the refugee or displaced people. But in this case, we realize this is an unprecedented moment in U.S. history. It really is going to take all of us to welcome the amount of newcomers that are looking for refuge and support and freedom. And so by us supporting the sponsor groups, we know that we are then setting the refugee family up for success. So it's been really, really rewarding and been really cool to see so many community members step up and have this really meaningful experience themselves.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I know from my own experience of having hands-on work with a charity group or an organization where you're doing something with, you know, it's not just writing a check, that it can change your entire perspective on your own life. I had depression, and once I started doing things for other people, for me, it really helped me get out of that. And I can't say enough about doing work like this. It's just, and also the example it gives to your children is you cannot pay for that. I mean, it just raises humans who care about others.
Absolutely. So, we've seen so many families match with Ukrainian families who have children of the same age. And yeah, you can't learn that in school, right?
No.
And just both the doing service and giving service of others, and then also just expanding your horizons and understanding what other families are going through in the world. It's truly really meaningful, and it feels good for Alight to be able to mobilize everyday Minnesotans to want to do this work and to actually be able to have a hands-on experience like this rather than, you know,
Writing a check is great.
I will always suggest writing a check, but this is a real hands-on way to support.
Ask your company if they will match your dollars.
For sure.
They want to help. There are a lot of companies who want to do things like this and help their employees.
So for everyone who's now sold and wants to be a part of it, and I know My Talkers, and this is going to create a lot of interest. And we would love, by the way, My Talkers, if you do get involved, like, we want to all connect, because I'd love to amplify their experience as they go on this journey of learning and share it with, you know, the audience who may still be wondering, like, ooh, is this something
we'd
right
love
for
to
me?
Share their journey on our show.
Absolutely. So how do they get involved? How do they connect with Alight to learn how to be a sponsor group?
Sure. I know. I was just envisioning My Talk sponsor groups all coming together.
Yeah.
So yes,
if
anyone wants to raise their hand and be matched with other My Talk listeners, that would be really, really cool. So head to wearealight.org to get signed up. We have info sessions weekly that you can learn more and learn all the nuts and bolts of the program. And like I said, most neighborly way to get involved. And we really just appreciate the My Talk community for how much you've stepped up for Ukraine.
And if you're thinking, I don't know if I can do that, just go to a meeting. No one's going to commit you to just learn more, you know?
Yeah, sit
just
on a
check it out.
Or sit on a Zoom session, put yourself on mute, contemplate.
Or if you know somebody in your life who you think this would be, you know, a great fit for, who's done work like this or whatever it is, connections are super important as well. So like Annie said, just head to wearealight.org and they'll get the process started from there. And I promise you, it will be probably one of the best experiences of your life, as have everything that I've been able to work with Alight on has been. I was telling her about the experience we had helping set up homes for the Afghan families that were arriving in our state. And you, again, it's just like nuts and bolts things, but you don't realize doing something, everybody said this already, but just helping takes you outside of yourself and you feel better as a result.
Absolutely. So. And it makes such a huge difference in people settling into a brand new place where they don't know anyone. So thank you so much to all of you.
All right, Annie from Alight, head to wearealight.org. Hope to see you again soon, and we'll stay connected. And Dawn will put up information on the website so they can connect if they didn't have a chance to write anything down. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to a very serious topic, Britney Spears' Instagram, right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Dakota Dental is where I go to take care of my dental health.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
In fact, I was at a different place today, but it's connected to my relationship with Dakota Dental. While I was getting my implant taken care of, dental implant, on the x-ray, they were like, yeah, there's this other tooth in the back. There was a previous root canal that happened that we'd like you to have looked at. So they sent me to an endodontist who did great work retreating a root canal I had done. It's only because of the attention to detail that my dentist at Dakota Dental, Dr. Baroon, had that even alerted me to this issue, this untreated issue with the previous root canal. I only would have known that because of the expertise from Dakota Dental. That's why I continue to go, and so should you. Head to DakotaDental.com today.
Right on Gas is
Bradley Trainer, Don McClain, producer Mike Ganger. The Adventures of Bradley and Don.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Don. Oh, I just feel so much better about the day.
Good.
Talking to Annie from Allied. If you just missed it, please listen to our second hour of our podcast to hear how you can help Allied.
Absolutely. There's so much work to be done, and there's many ways you can help do that work. So just head to wearealight.org or head to our show notes for today's show, because we will make sure the links are available.
What is happening? What happened on Britney Spears' Instagram?
Well, I can't tell you because she has shut down her Instagram account again. Let me just double check and make sure.
So this isn't something that is uncommon,
right?
To shut the whole thing down?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, her account's still down. Thanks, listener Phil, who has done the legwork to make sure we knew that that was a thing.
Right.
So then I went on to double check. But the reason I wanted to talk about Britney Spears' Instagram is because she posted a picture of like a car. I didn't get a picture of the car. It was like some kind of fancy sports car that she posted a link to. It was like a Shutterstock image, like not her car.
Okay.
Just a fancy car.
Okay.
I don't know how to convey the caption to you, but this is a common behavior from Britney.
It seems like a riddle, and you want to give her the benefit of the doubt that there is meaning behind it, but then there's worry that it's not some, there isn't a puzzle.
I just wonder if she's still in control of her Instagram account.
Oh,
because
so this could be someone else
maybe trying to make her look, you know, well, there's a lot of gibberish. Can I read some to you? And
please,
you tell me what you think.
Let's
this says.
Okay. To the nitty gritty here.
So remember, there's a picture of a car. Hi, where are we going? I just like the car, period. This safe, calm down, civilized individual thing I dig. This shameless fishing for compliments thing is a safe bet. I mean, am I supposed to trust the person beside me to shoot me? Finding my first ring light is not only cold, it be ice, y'all. Where are my skis? Because I'm going naked. Just kidding. Rational people. I had one of these and it disappeared. I could sit back and be like most and not give anyone anything to think about on Instagram. But interest is what serves most, and being good. And being good can and will wrap things up in a seashell. Living La Vida Loca life. It's been a while and yepper skepper depper doba do do dum day. It gets better because that's what I aim for. Keep coughing, playas, and just remember to watch your back. Or you might just get caught. Yep, sucks to be me. But like the man said at Jack in the Box, it's going to be okay. Well, do you remember what that was?
Yeah.
The guy at the Jack in the Box who said it's going to be okay, and she got angry at him.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
She then goes on to say quickly, it's gonna be okay, clap back 21 times, then kiss my bleeping bleep. Oh.
We don't even have time!
That's good. We talked to Annie for a long time, but that's okay, because it was worth it.
Dawn.
But that... What?
I don't know what it means.
I don't either.
There's
I'm
too much of a...
so hard.
I know, there's a mystery where Britney's Instagram is concerned, and we still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. But you know what we can do?
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of listeners' dreams. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Dawn's going to do when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. This is the Miley Cyrus song we were just talking about. Number one on the Hot 100 Billboard charts. And it is a direct response, I believe. Thank you, Mike, for showing me that TikTok.
Of course.
To Bruno Mars' song that he sang at their wedding.
Go deep. I will tell you, there are lots of fan theories. There are things that deal with Liam Hemsworth, that deal with Jennifer Lawrence. You can really go deep on all these fan theories. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't even want to get into that right now because we have to focus on weaving dreams.
You got it.
Why don't you tell me about your dream?
I was back in high school, and I was supposed to take a test.
I was naked at work again.
I was driving my car, and I couldn't control it. Then I fell off a cliff with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you know what this dream means?
Dream.
Or it could be night. You don't know when they're listening. Hey, Dawn.
Oh, right.
A listener email. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do want to know. Tell me this dream.
So, and by the way, stay tuned to the end of the segment, and you too can learn how Dawn will read your dreams.
Yes.
Okay, that made me think of Alexis. Does she still do that read sticks?
Oh, read your sticks? I don't know. We hadn't done it in a long time.
Okay, anyway.
But yeah.
But Dawn weaves your dreams, and this particular dream comes from listener Andrea. Andrea said a bunch of nice things about you. She said you're a gem.
Oh.
Which is absolutely true. And then she went on to tell you about her dream. Quote, I've had reoccurring dreams fairly frequently over the past couple of months and last night.
Mm-hmm.
Where Dave Grohl is flirting with me and me with him to the point where I feel excited that we're going to go on a date or kiss. Mm-hmm. All the while, my husband is somewhat nearby. That's weird. And seems nonchalant about it all. He seems kind of he kind of seems to notice, but kind of doesn't. I'm so caught up in Dave that when I suddenly remembered I'm married, that he's near, I feel really guilty and torn. My recent dreams were set in a school-like setting. Sometimes I work there, sometimes I'm a student, sometimes the environment of the dream feels stressful, sometimes it's busy in an exciting way, but it always feels really natural to have his attention, and we get on so well together.
Mm.
There's great chemistry, I revel in his attention. I recognize in the dream that he's a celebrity and one that I've admired and been attracted to. Mm. I see him as smart, funny, wildly talented, caring, and real.
Mm.
And handsome, lol. I love my husband. I love my husband a great deal and see him as such, too. My dreams always end before the next step in this attention attraction. So no kiss, no date.
Okay. All right. So thank you for describing Dave Grohl to me and what you think of him. I don't know. Does it read like those are her real thoughts in outside of the dream?
Yeah. She says, okay. I see him as smart, funny, wildly talented, caring, and real.
Okay. So when you dream about celebrities, this is an imagined part of yourself. And when you are making love in a dream, you are creating what's going to be a new idea, okay? So you need to have your subconscious mind involved in the process, because your conscious mind, which is when you're thinking of yourself, that's your conscious life.
Yeah.
You have to commune with your subconscious mind, which is going to be either the opposite sex or whomever you're attracted to. All right. So when I dream about men and I dream about celebrity men, it's an imagined part of myself, and it deals with my subconscious mind that I want to create something with to bring out into the world, because everything that we do in this world starts with an idea in our heads. So you have to come together with that person. You have to arrive at the same location as that other person. You don't believe that is inside of you. All of those things you listed about Dave Grohl, you feel like are imaginary, but they're
smart,
not
funny, wildly talented, caring, real.
So that part of yourself, you need to tap into that part of yourself to create the new thing. And got I don't it. Know what that is.
Now,
because there is no, like if you're pregnant in a dream, you've already done half the work because you're about to have the baby, which
she's
is
she's only
idea.
Flirting. They're not even kissing or
right.
doing it.
So if you tap into that part of yourself, then, and your husband is a different part of yourself. He's just your subconscious mind. Right now, so he's a passive watching this going, hey, I don't, you know, I'm just over here, you know, but this is, you think this is imaginary. Okay, so you need to find, your soul is telling you that you can create something really special and new. You're on the precipice of doing that with the Dave Grohl inside of you.
Be the Dave Grohl that's inside of you.
That's right. It's not imaginary. You have that within you to do that. And once you do those things, then you are able to open yourself up to create the new thing that you want to do.
So if she like goes to bed tonight and has a dream where she's pregnant with Dave Grohl's baby, is that progress?
That is progress. Okay. Yes. If you end up kissing him and doing things with him, please don't feel guilty because it's not really Dave Grohl. You're just doing these things with your subconscious mind.
Also, the flirting versus like doing it, is that like that's just a matter of degree? Like mm-hmm. you're still flirting with the idea of creating this thing, but mm-hmm. you're not quite sold yet, and you've got your husband slash a part of yourself that's still like I'm over here.
Yeah, but he doesn't care, so it's a passive part of your subconscious mind.
It's just
like
disregard this it.
Well, first of all, the action of him not being offended is an action. You know, it, because you're not rejecting it.
Yeah.
So that in itself
so
is
so if he was
passive.
Like, ew! Then
that
would
means
be...
you're struggling inside. Okay?
Got
but
it.
You, but you're giving yourself permission to go forth and do these things.
Interesting. So yeah, okay? There's nothing in your way, Andrea.
Yeah.
Get busy.
You were
make out with Dave!
You were thinking about this idea 24 hours to 48 hours before you had this dream.
And when she says she's had it over the past couple months as well as last night, that could be that it's all related, or it could just be a different version of mm-hmm. that because
you're
it's just,
yep.
It's just your mind's way of
urging
I don't
you
know,
to
but I'm asking.
With, yep.
It's just a mechanism by which your subconscious is allowing you to process these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. And if it's the exact same dream, then I would say there is a larger, big idea. It could be like, I'm creative, but I am a, you know, data analyst, but I really love to crochet and I would love to open an online business on Instagram. I mean, our souls are very dramatic.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to put it in this huge, flowery, big context. It could be something as simple as that in practical terms.
So, again, to recap, and if you're just joining us, Dawn is weaving dreams. If I'm making out with somebody in my dream, oh, I was going to ask about the school.
So oh,
the
oh,
school
sure.
thing. It was in a school-like setting.
That's a great symbol. So, I mean, what do you do at school? You learn things. It's a place of knowledge. Okay, so this is a part of your mind that's ready to accept knowledge. It's a place where you are in a learning period.
So all signs are go, or all
that's
signs point to
right.
go. Like you're in a learning place. Your husband don't care.
Yeah.
Like
it's nothing stopping you from doing
this. Nothing is stopping you except yourself.
Yep. If it's reoccurring, that means your soul keeps urging you, pushing you in this direction. And once you do it, then you probably won't have the dreams anymore. You'll just have dreams about raising the baby with Dave Grohl.
What? Do people give birth in their dreams?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
people
do dream?
All kinds of
what does
dreams.
That mean? Like you're giving birth to an idea?
Mm-hmm. It's finally come to pass.
Versus just being pregnant. I've been pregnant in dreams.
Yeah. That means that you've
very
been
confusing.
Working to create something new. Yeah. It's very confusing, but men can have pregnancy dreams.
Yeah.
Sure. You're about to do the thing.
Yeah.
And you can't stop it because you can't stop birth.
And we're all just light anyway.
Oh, great. Yes.
Don't you think? I think. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. I have another one that
do
is,
it.
So. Just to reiterate, if you want to email me about dreams, you can go to our website and find my email address on there. Or you can go on our app. We would love to hear some. If you want to leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, how do they do that?
They go on our app and there's a way where you can talk into the app and leave us a message. We'd love to play some of your messages about your dreams. Just keep them brief. Like keep them at a paragraph. Don't go into too much detail. You just need to tell me the basis of what the dream is. And, you know, just kind of like that, maybe a little bit shorter. So that's what we would love for you to do as well. If you want to be featured on the show with your voice. So here's another one. It says, I was in a sleigh with quite a few unknown people, like a hayride-sized sleigh, and I just assumed it was being pulled by horses. And as I looked up front, it was being pulled by a man running alongside a velociraptor on a leash.
What?
I was shocked. Then we sled into the woods, and we were suddenly surrounded by a Norwegian elf-like village. And again, I was surprised because I knew those woods, and how did I not notice the village before?
Mm-hmm.
That is such a cool dream. So it was not a fun dream. It was kind of a nightmare. All right. So,
is that what this person said?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're all those other people are parts of yourself because the dream is always about the dreamer. So you are taking a path through a familiar onto a what you think is a familiar place. So this is a path that you're taking in life. And normally you would use your will to get through this situation. Because a horse is will in a dream. But you notice that your will isn't moving you along. It's an unfamiliar part of yourself, your subconscious mind, and then something super foreign. It has to do with the habit that's like, I don't even know I do that. Okay? So maybe you're doing some type of, you're on the journey to complete a project or something, and then you're like, how am I even doing this? You know, you're a little afraid of yourself. That you have this within yourself, then you get to the destination where you complete the path and you realize that all of it is unfamiliar to you. You're like, how did I even get here in my life? Mm. Have you ever just ended up in a place in your life in general where you're like, I don't know how I became a manager of a movie theater because you weren't consciously moving about in your life to make something happen? So that is, in a nutshell, what the dream is. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just that you have recognized in your life that you did a lot of things to get to this certain place and you were not conscious of doing it.
This reminds me of, is this that thing where like you find a house in your, or a room in your house that you didn't know before? Like, cause the dreamer said that they, you know, came across a village that was in the forest they'd never seen before.
Well, the village is a different house that they're unfamiliar with. So it's a different state of mind all together that they are like, it's foreign.
Got it.
Okay. It is like, I mean, she also has the velociraptor.
Yeah, what's that all
who,
about?
Who brought her there. So that's just, so, an animal is a habit in your dream. So there was a habit that she was like, I didn't even know that I could do this, pushing her towards this goal that she might not even feel connected to at all.
Like a habit. Explain what that would mean.
It's good or bad. It could be like, I am super punctual to a point where I have OCD, where I'm like, if I'm not on time,
my
world falls apart.
Got it.
You have to have order. Or it's like, I have a habit of putting on a mask and being super friendly to people all the time because I'm afraid to show my real self. That's like a way of moving about your life. It's a habit that you always do and you go home and you go, ugh.
So animals will manifest that way.
Yeah. And if it's something that's scary, like a velociraptor, it's something that you see as negative. So that is what that dream's about. It's like
that was a lot.
Living in an unconscious way to where you arrive somewhere and you're like, I don't know how I got to be a mother of six.
And who
is that man?
And why is there a velociraptor?
Yes. If it would have been a man that transformed into, like, morphed into a velociraptor, I would say you had some drinks. Because honestly, that's true. If you morph into something else in your dream, it's usually a drug or drinking situation.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Okay.
And how do people get in contact with you again?
MyTalk1071.com. Find my contact information on the website.
I would say send it to our show email, but that doesn't work yet. Not bitter. Okay, when we come back, Dreamweaver Dawn turns into TJ Holmes Dawn.
Ew.
I'm sorry, it was a weird transition, but you're going to tell us the latest on TJ Holmes when we return right here on My Talk 1071.
Georgia. My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We are going to move on from dreams to the My Talk Awards.
Yes, this is queen, vote for us.
It's such a fun thing we do. We started it, last year? And we have you vote on categories that we selected. Actually, the Academy here at My Talk selected them. And you just go on our website, mytalk1071, and you will see it on the carousel. It's gold. Click there. And then you vote on everything that says Bradley and Dawn.
Yeah, which is what I'm doing right now for the first time today. So I hope you have done this as well.
Yes,
if you haven't, get busy. Do it as many times as your little fingers will let you, or your big fingers. I don't care what you, kind of fingers you got.
Hot dog fingers.
I do have sausage fingers, and it's fine. I will never be able to do, like, I've always wanted, like, if I ever, okay, you don't care.
I am. I do care.
No, I just realized
I was
going off.
I'm looking at the size of your hand.
I know, it's big.
Yep.
don't tell Lori. Okay, so sausage fingers. I, like, I've taken video before of, like, me doing something with my hands, right?
Yeah.
And I've been like, I cannot post that.
Because
these fingers are atrocious.
Oh, no.
They're just big, fat fingies.
No.
Yeah.
No one's going to be judging. And if they do, they're
jealous.
Have
you met the world?
They're jealous of your big, fat fingers.
No.
They're not fat.
They are fat. Especially on camera, they look fat and wrinkly. Which is fine. I've come to terms with my sausage fingers. It's okay. Anyway, My Talk Awards, make sure you clickety-clack over to our website.
Yeah.
And vote for all the Bradley and Dawn suggestions. Like, for example... Oh, I already did it, so now I don't have them in front of me. Do you have a few in front of you, Dawn?
Sure, let me...
I know for our pick for reality show of the year, we selected Britney's Instagram, because
yes,
to us, it is the best reality show of the year.
Most valuable celebrity, also Britney Spears.
Duh!
Mm-hmm. I can run through them here.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, thank you
Brendan
so much.
Brendan Fraser for comeback of the year.
Yeah, for The Whale.
I think that's a no-brainer, and I haven't even seen The Whale.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But just from all the coverage I've seen and reporting I've seen about the work that he did following, you know, a kind of just like disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
Most viral internet moment, the Spitgate controversy around Don't Worry, Darling.
Come on, everyone was talking about that.
Absolutely.
Song of the Year, Break My Soul by Beyoncé.
Yeah. Love
great
it.
One. Artist of the Year, Lizzo. I mean, again.
Yay!
Obviously.
We got Lizzo.
WTF Award, NyQuil Chicken.
I still don't know what that is. Was that people were marinating chicken on NyQuil?
It's a TikTok thing. Yeah.
It's like they were, like, I need to get sleepy. But it actually wasn't true. Nobody was actually doing it. So it was like a false thing.
Which is like all of the internet, right?
Right.
Like, isn't that a thing? Well, on the internet it is.
Yeah.
Like when somebody tells you, like, have you heard of like gaberbling? And you're like, no. And they're like, it's a weird sex thing. Google it. And you're like, well, somebody just came up with a dumb definition and put it on that website. Now everybody thinks it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Want me to keep running through them?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Sure. Crush of the Year. We got Daryl McCormick.
Yes.
He's from Thank You Very Much, Leo Grand, or whatever the beginning of it is. But he's attractive.
Again, another shoo-in for Bradley and Dawn's show. We've got the Queen for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
And then for Breakout Star of the Year, we have Stephanie Sue, and she is from Everything Everywhere All at Once. She is the young actress in it, and she's mind-blowing.
I know you saw that in the theater. Is it streaming yet? Do we know? Because I need to see this movie, and I would prefer to watch it streaming if I don't have to leave my house.
I'll find that info
probably
for
rentable.
You. Yeah.
Okay. Mike, continue. Sorry.
Working on it. No, that was the final one. We rolled through
all. So if you haven't done so today, head to mytalk1071.com. Right there on the homepage, click on Second Annual My Talk Award Show. We, I believe, starting next week?
It's the 30th.
The 30th. What is today? Yeah, so that'll be next week.
Monday.
From Monday on, 8 to 9 a.m. on the Jason Alexis Show, you're going to hear the winners announced. And I think all of us will be joining at various points along the week. So stay tuned to listen to the morning show and the other My Talk hosts joining together for a broadcast to discuss each award.
Paramount Plus, by the way, it is available now. Also, the Showtime app and Roku channel and Prime Video.
Fabulous.
Oh,
I'll be watching it tonight.
You can watch it everywhere all at once.
By that, I mean this weekend.
Yeah. You go, Mike.
What did he say?
He said you can watch it
everywhere all at once.
All at once on all those streets.
I see what he did there on brands. Okay, should we move along from the My Talk Awards to something far more timely?
Yes. So TJ Holmes and Amy Robach had their affair, and it's all out and everything. Hosts of the third hour of Good Morning America.
GMA3.
Well, they haven't been asked back to work yet. And people are like, what is going on? It's what are they investigating? Well, here is something that's come out that is not necessarily official yet, but the source says he was a predator who took full advantage of his position and he was reckless. He was looking for a mentor and he didn't have it. So he was then took that energy and had some type of another alleged affair with another younger person in the office.
Okay, so I would like to know where you're getting this from.
I'm getting it from Page Six and the Daily Mail.
Okay, so reputable tabloids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not at all. But
so there is no, we can't identify the second woman yet, but there are multiple people.
You know, look, here's the thing with this whole TJ Holmes and Amy Robach story. It's clear that they had a relationship. They thought they were ready to announce it to the world. However, they and their bosses were not, or ultimately their bosses were not, right? Because all of a sudden they disappear. Everybody's like, well, they didn't do anything wrong, but we're just going to take, we're just going to take a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And they have been gone now for how long?
A
month? 2 months? Like, it's been a long time.
Maybe a month and a half.
Month and a half, right?
I don't know.
I think it was in December.
Yeah, yeah.
That they disappeared from airwaves and they're still gone. And you have to wonder, like, I don't know if any of these allegations you just read are true, but it's got to be something more than just these two were having an off-the-air relationship, right? Because what else do they need to be investigating at this point?
Maybe many people he had relations with.
Well, that's why I think there's some legs then to these stories about him having different relationships, unless she is also a part of that and we just haven't heard it. I mean, it does feel like weirdly, it's like we don't know for sure, so you don't want to prejudge, but at the same time, it's got to be something.
It's got to be something. Right? You know, if people are coming forward. Page Six says, the second woman whose identity we have chosen not to disclose.
That's a weird choice.
Has yet to respond to our numerous requests for comment. It's sort of a power play going, we're not going to say your name, but she's not.
But she's there.
She's not responding back. I'm like, well, she doesn't have to.
Doesn't that feel like super rumory then?
It does, but I can.
What? Say it.
I can see a pattern. Like, if you did that once, aren't you more likely to
for sure.
That?
If this is true.
I don't want to prejudge the person. This is alleged anyway.
Well, first of all, let's say if somebody had an affair in the workplace, it's not hard to believe they had more than one affair in the workplace.
Right. And the first woman, Jasmine Pettaway, we know her name. And, oh, God, the poor woman, her picture's plastered everywhere. It's just.
Yeah, I just feel like this story, there was a lot more there than anybody thought. And that has led to the continued disappearance of these two on TV. It'll be interesting to see how this is resolved. How do you think it'll be resolved?
I think she'll get hired back, but not on Good Morning America. The network will hire her for something. He will not be asked back.
All right. Perfect. Put that in her
pipe and smoke it.
In her.
Just pipe. Say pipe. In her what?
No, because I don't want people to smoke. Put that in her cup of tea and drink
it. Okay, thank you.
When we come back, boobs on tubes. That's the two of us talking about TV. Dawn watched something you're going to want to watch, and we'll tell you about it when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.